Stanford is rapidly becoming the favorite university for members of our family.
For me, Harvard was a series of firsts.
But at Princeton, studying art history, I felt really the first twinge of literary ambition.
And no matter how much time, though, passes, I still feel connected to Duke.
I probably had one of the greatest Yale experiences imaginable.
I'm Alias,
Toto,
Leslie,
Margaret,
Chloe,
Israel,
Joseph,
Karina,
Marjorie. Welcome to
Dreams of the Ivy League.
Nice to meet you again. After the winter holiday, we gather here again. It's such a wonderful thing.
In today's brief introduction, we'll talk about what foreign students do during their holidays. And what did you guys do in this long vacation? How's your new term?
American universities place a high value on students' participation in community service activities. During winter vacation, in community or charity, from helping the old to organizing files, you can see them everywhere, and even some students choose to be a short-term volunteer in poor areas in the world.
For many Japanese students, a perfect vacation is the combination of getting a driving license, doing part-time jobs and play. Getting a driver's license is a required course, and almost every student gets a driver's license during college. Getting short-time jobs is a feature of juniors and seniors who face the necessary expenses of finding a job, graduation travel, etc.
Most South Korean students have plans to work in winter holiday. There are also a few people who want to use the winter vacation to improve their foreign language skills. Students with less money usually choose Philippines, and those who have enough money usually go to Australia. In addition, some female students choose to do microplastic surgery during the winter vacation and get a new face in the new semester.
The winter holiday in the UK is usually 1 week of Christmas and 1 week in February. Both of them are traditional holidays in the UK, so students mostly attend family gatherings or go out to play. And of course, there are also some British students who work or participate during the holidays.
For French college students, tourism is an important project of winter vacation. It is very common for a whole family to go on the trip during the winter holidays. In order to avoid the traffic jam caused by the concentration of holidays and the full capacity of hotels, France began to implement a system of zoning holidays early.
Australian college students have a more colorful winter holiday arrangement. Some students use the holiday to work and earn their own tuition, and students who want to graduate earlier will choose the winter vacation course and finish the credits in advance. Others choose to travel and enjoy their hard-earned vacations.
Russian students are more independent and live independently from their parents at the age of 18. Therefore, they will choose to work or work as an intern in the desired workplace. After that, the salary will be paid for the next academic year or become the cost of going out with friends.
With the coming of spring, students in CUC went back to school and started a new round of busy semester. For me, it's still my fresh year in CUC. I haven't spent spring and summer here yet, so I have great expectations for the new term.
In fact, they are ready to spend a new semester at school, whether they are freshmen or old students.
¶¶
Hello, this is our word and slang part. So great to meet you all in the new semester. Today, we're going to talk about some words and slangs featuring what college students in different countries usually do during the holiday. I'm Margaret.
I'm Alice. Almost in every country, many students will go traveling after the whole semester of continuous learning, but there are so many words similar to the word travel. So how do we distinguish them? Basically, travel is the most common use to convey the meaning, which means to go from one place to another, especially over a long distance. On the contrary, trip describes a journey to the place and back again, especially a short one for pleasure or a particular purpose. And if you're looking for the more refined word to call your latest drive to the beach or drive to the mall, try journey. What's more, the word voyage is usually used literally to mean a long and exciting journey or a trip that involves sailing, such as a cruise, and tour features a journey made for pleasure during which several different towns, sightseeing, etc. are visited.
For some hard-working students, however, holiday only means shifting to another place to study. They may attend some extracurricular courses to equip themselves for further study or future career. In Western countries, especially US, there are summer schools or summer universities, which is a school or a program generally sponsored by a school or a school district, or provided by a private company that provides lessons and activities during the summer vacation. Participation in summer schools has been shown to have substantial beneficial effects on educational progress in high school, college, or university. Students can enroll in classes for credit to be taken into account in their grade point average or their transcripts. Generally, this credit is in one of two categories, remediation or advancement. For remediation, the summer school is used to make up credits lost through absence or failure. For advancement, the summer school is used to obtain credit for classes to accelerate progress toward a degree or to lessen the load of courses during the regular school year. Many universities offer short-term summer courses to attract both local and international students, and these programs are often surrounded by social activities.
If you want to have a glimpse into the real world, having a part-time job may be a good choice. And this way, you can not only build up your practical experience, but also earn some extra money as a bonus. Many students studying overseas will work as waiters or waitress in a restaurant, and here are the phrases they must know. When a customer comes in and sits down, they will ask politely, "What can I do for you?" or "May I take your order?" In fast food restaurants, the added question, "for here or to go," will shoot up, which is asking the customer whether they would like to eat in the restaurant or to take it. If the customer orders a burger only, they may ask, "Would you like fries to go with it?" Besides, there are special expressions when ordering steak. Usually a waiter or waitress will ask, "How would you like your steak? Rare, medium, or well done?" These three words describe how much the steak is cooked, from raw to fully roasted. After the customer finishes eating and is ready to go, they will say, "Mind your step and thank you for coming."
However, not all students would like to live their holiday to the fullest. They just want to stay at home doing nothing to alleviate the mental pressure of school education. Usually, we would describe this kill time or squander time, which means you are wasting time. Many people may see it negatively, but as John Lennon said, "Time you're enjoying wasting is not wasted." Why not just give yourself a minute to indulge?
You were late, Leslie. What happened?
I overslept a little. I didn't have time for breakfast. What a day. When did you arrive there, huh?
About half an hour before class.
Oh my god, how did you even do that?
I mean, I set up the clock early last night, and the minute I heard the alarm clock, I jumped right from my bed and got everything done.
Wow, impressive.
I dreamed of doing that before I closed my eyes, but I guess my internal clock is still in hardy mode. I don't think my alarm clock even rang this morning. You know, it's just like when I suddenly open my eyes, it's already late for class. Oh.
Well, how's your holiday then? Seems like you have a busy vacation this winter.
Well, actually nothing special, just 5 o'clock brunch, a whole afternoon computer games, instant noodles for dinner, and begin a whole evening with my laptop and some reality shows with midnight snacks. Just celebrate like this, and before I realize it, the vacation's over. Oh god, high school.
Wow, now you are impressive. Didn't you get bored sometimes? I would be crazy if I'm doing this every day. And no wonder why you get late on the first day of school. Basically, you're sleeping the same time during holidays.
Isn't that just how everybody spends their holiday? The college students who no longer have homework or read, how did you spend your holiday then?
Well, you know, nothing special. I went to Japan with my besties and participated in organizing a model UN conference. By the way, after celebrating the spring festival with my family back in my hometown, I went to Nepal to be a volunteer teaching local kids Chinese. I mean, really nothing much, you know.
Wow, you're really good at knowing people now. You obviously spend a way more meaningful holiday than most of the people. Why put on airs, huh? It makes me...
Fine, my bad. Actually, that's how I planned, but it never really carried out as planned, right? I only organized the Model UN conference, and I traveled to Thailand for a few days. And I have to admit, even though I failed to do the voluntary part, I'm still happy I have a rich vacation.
Yeah, I'm envy of you for that. I want to do something meaningful this summer vacation.
Hey, this master is just getting started, alright? Don't dream too far. Before holidays, there are finals, for God's sake.
Oh my. Please stop. I still have to do the makeup exams next week. I feel like dying.
Hang there, buddy.
Hello, this is Free Talk Part. I'm the new host in this term. I'm Lizzie.
I'm Leslie.
Margaret.
Agnes.
Coco.
Amy.
We gather here to talk about our winter holidays. And Alias, what had you do during your winter holidays?
I mainly go to meet my friends, and that cost me almost half a month, cause they're yes, and they're bigger parts in everywhere, and I have to go to meet them, and we have to make a schedule of what time to do. There's nothing to play, nothing to enjoy, and there's less movie to watch during the vacation, so I would like to say that there's nothing to do when gathering. You just meet each other and you talk for a while and just go back home. And what did you do in the vacation, Coco?
During the spring festival, I went to see so many relatives. My grandpa's home is in Shandong, so maybe that can be a kind of trip. And I went to Xiamen, go sightseeing. I eat a lot during this vacation, so I grow fat.
No.
So what about our new friend Amy?
Hello everyone, I'm new friend Amy. I didn't do much during my winter holiday because I just got a lot of sleep because I didn't get much the last semester. And my grandma passed away actually this winter, and I attend the funeral. But this is the first time since I was born that I attend a funeral, and I find it really different experience. Yeah. Just, Margaret, what did you do then?
Well, in the winter holiday, I had a part-time job. It was to assist some teachers to teach little kids English, and it was just a disaster because you can't make sense of anything to these little kids, and you can't say because blah blah blah, so blah blah blah, but for the little kids, you are just repeating the nonsense I have to say. And when I finished working, I told my mom that I would never give birth to any children anymore. What about you, Leslie?
Nothing special, just I learned some basic cooking skills from my mother, it isn't that I want to, but I have to, because my father got ill and he was in hospital, and my mother had to attend him, and I had to stay in my home and attend my little brother, you know. Yeah, so I had to cook for him, and I think my brother has bear me for a long time.
Your little brother?
About 12. Yeah. 12? Yeah. Not so little, but still little.
Yeah. My little brother is about 4 years old.
Oh.
It was still a disaster.
I have a little brother for 10, and he's become really annoying every time when I appear,
you know.
He just want to attract your attention, and his way to attract your attention is to put everything in a mess.
Yeah.
I decided to cook in this winter vacation, but I haven't because I'm too lazy.
Yeah. I'm only in the situation that I have to do that, so I do that. But I want to. And I see in the moment that you go to Xiamen with your little brother or something like that.
I go with my brother, and just like yours, my brother keep talking and talking and talking. he talks everything to me. He talks about the games and what did he do in the school. He told me in his school they will play fighting after class. Xiamen is a nice place. I think its climate is very good for people. You can live here. It's a nice place to live.
Have you gone to the Gulangyu?
There are so many people. There is a Turkey ice cream in there. It's very famous in Douyin. So there's a very long line, about 10 meters. So I just saw it for a moment, then I quickly leave there.
The last time I went to Gulangyu, I almost can't find the place to leave during the night because there are so many people in the summer vacation. So have you go to anywhere else?
No.
Just my hometown.
Your hometown is Hainan, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you can often see the sea?
No, I didn't live near the sea. But you can go to the sea with ease.
My hometown is Shenzhen.
Oh.
I will go to the sea twice or third times a year.
A year?
Really? Actually, you won't go to the sea frequently because
you won't regard it as a special thing.
Yeah,
you
have
to go.
I heard that this winter vacation, the ticket
the plane ticket from Hainan
is
expensive, right?
Yes.
Could you imagine how much I cost to go home? just guess. 2,500.
Wow.
Yes. It's a hard journey. When I sit on the plane, I think the plane is running out of my money.
But during the New Year, I think the price maybe rise to 20,000 or something.
Driving a car to Sanya, but the harbor was in a mess at that time. If you read the news, the car was stuck in the street for almost 3 days, you know, and the people who live there the only way they could get out of their home was on their foot. Yes, and so many people choose to put their car just in our island and want to fly back, but they just couldn't because there are no so many places in Sanya. Yes,
and someone said that you can fly from Sanya to New York and then from New York to Beijing and maybe cost less.
Yeah. How about your destination in this new term? Alias? Alias just want to fail no subject. This is my only wish. And
have you failed before?
I just failed once. Okay. The physics. Yes.
Oh.
And this time we are facing with the three subjects that called by our fellow student that the three most subjects that are most likely to be failed. And what about you, Coco?
I just hope my teachers can give us less homework, and I still hope my lessons will be less. But this seems can't come true. Yeah, the lessons is already.
Yeah. We'll grow old. Your lesson will be less.
And nothing was loving you.
Amy.
Yeah, I'm new friends. I'm new here. Actually, this semester I've got more classes, and I even got classes on Saturday. Isn't that just nonsense? And the whole day for the same class, same teacher, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. I really think that I'm gonna... Yeah, a whole day. Yeah. Yeah. It's our major classes, yeah. Oh my god. So I hope that maybe attending for so much classes, then I may lose my weight. Yeah. Or... Why I hate you, huh? Okay, Margaret, you're out. Okay, Leslie, what do you want to do in the new semester?
Yeah, this semester, my classes grow more and more, you know, and I've got whole classes from Monday to Thursday, and even include the evening, and got the Friday morning as whole class, and I want to have my weekend for free, and I have got more things to do, and I think my hope is that in this semester I can manage all my things well. That's it, and don't fail any of my lessons. Yeah. Yeah. How about you, Margaret?
Oh, I just want to survive. Because you know, everyone has more lessons, and in this semester, many of my teachers seem to have changed into another person, and our homework is piling up, and we have some essays to write, some very serious essays that we have to submit some, and some of which we have to submit our drafts in the midterm, and our teacher would look at it, and then we have to revise, and just very complicated. Finally we can finish the essays, and I don't know the teacher what score our teacher would give us. And there are so many activities. We have to earn money, and we have to earn money for these activities, and so many things to write, so many things to do. Okay, I just want to survive. Just do good for my health. Perhaps. Yeah, just survive.
Okay, today's free talk is coming to an end, and thank you for your listening. Bye.
Bye.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。